What is that sound? Boys and girls, do you hear a knocking? Hello? Anyone out there? Oh, it's my talking Bible storyboard, and a Bible character is trying to visit us. Well, hello. Which Bible character are you? Hello, lovey. My name is Martha. How do you do? Fine, thank you. It's so great to meet you, Martha. Are you the famous Martha from the story of when you were very busy preparing for Jesus to visit you and your sister Mary? That's me, all right. The busy sister. Could you tell us your story? We'd love to hear it. I'd be delighted. But I might need your help now and then. And maybe our friends here can help out too. Sure, we'll help you. Oh, good. Here we go. It all started one day when Jesus was coming, when Jesus was coming to town. He had all his friends along by his side. They needed a place to lay down. So I opened my home and let them all in. Now there was so much to do. Where would I put them and what would we eat? Should I make my famous roast stew? Now follow along with your teacher here and repeat after me. I've got to wash the potatoes.
Wash the potatoes.
Cut the celery.
Cut the celery.
Mix the salad.
Mix the salad.
And then there is the meat. I've got to butcher the cow.
Butcher the cow.
Cut the roast.
Cut the roast.
Prepare the herbs.
Prepare the herbs.
Will all this work ever end? I'm busy, busy, busy. Can't I am busy, busy with company. Martha, you were busy. 12 men plus Jesus? My goodness, that is a lot of work. Good thing you had your sister Mary to help. Mary? My sister? Help me out? I guess you don't know the full story. Can you tell it to us? It would be my pleasure. The preparations were underway to care for the Lord and his friends. I had to sweep and dust and mop and clean up after these men. I knew I needed Mary's help to wash some towels and sheets. But to my amazement, what should I see? Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. Now follow along with your teacher here and repeat after me. I told Mary to wash the towels.
Wash the towels.
Clean the sheets.
Clean the sheets.
Fluff the pillows.
Fluff the pillows.
But Mary didn't budge. I told her to go to the well.
Go to the well.
Fetch some water.
Fetch some water.
Scrub the dishes.
Scrub the dishes.
Maybe Mary's lost her mind.
I'm busy, busy, busy. Can't anyone see
that I am busy? I have to admit, I'd be a little upset too if I had to do all that work on my own. I was upset and worried too. Even the Lord said so. I went to Jesus and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. What did Jesus say? He said, Martha, Martha, you are worried, upset about many things. There's only one thing truly needed, be busy with living for me. He said Mary's chosen what is better, it won't be taken away. Now it was my turn to sit a while and think on what Jesus did say. One last time now, follow along with your teacher here and repeat after me. I need to take time to pray.
Take time to pray.
Talk to God.
Talk to God.
Rest in Him.
Rest in Him.
This is my work to do today. Serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
Obey His will.
Obey His will.
Praise His name.
Praise His name.
This is the better way. I'm busy, busy, busy. Can anyone see that I am busy? Loving the Lord, that's me!
That is a great story! Jesus taught you what you should really be busy doing.
Yes, He did, lovey. And now my days are filled with resting in His will for me. Well, I must be off now. My sister Mary and I are going to visit some friends today. Goodbye, lovey.
Goodbye, Martha.